Hi everyone, we are back the other side. This podcast, we are going to talk about crossing borders, navigating the challenges of immigrating to a new country. Presented by Shamila Panikkil
and Monica Sofia Perez. Today, our topic is crossing borders, navigating the challenges of emigrating to a new country. In this podcast, we will be focusing on mental health and social health, integration, acceptance, and cultural do's and don'ts. At the beginning, you may go through a lot of excitement and curiosity, especially when emigrating to a first world country. However, when you start facing challenges with integrating and being accepted, you may hit rock bottom. Sometimes you may break, while other times you may hold everything together and fight through. Many times, first-generation immigrants have a story of struggle and suffering to share, while second-generation immigrants may have a different experience. We aim to share our experiences through this podcast to help you prepare before making a decision. We would like to take our listeners through the challenging experience we have gone through as immigrants. People move to other countries for various reasons, such for love, job, opportunities, better education, security, safety, or financial comfort. However, it's not easy to plan a journey to an unknown territory, especially for older generations who are not used to such changes. It can be an extremely challenging experience.
Despite these challenges, many immigrants also experience a sense of excitement and opportunity as embark on a new adventure in a new country with the support, resources, and resilience. Many immigrants can successfully navigate the challenges of migration and build a new life in their new home. It is possible. That's a positive side. But in the podcast, we would like to address about the experience of migration, and it also can vary depending on the person's circumstances. For those who have support system in place, such as employer or organization and family, that has helped them with the process of immigration, the transition may be smoother. However, for others who do not have the same level of support, the experience can be more challenging. Keep listening on the other side.
Sharmila is Indian Swiss, a mental health professional and yoga therapy educator, entrepreneur, and will share with us her experience migrating to a new country.
Monica, join us. She's going to give her views and experience as a migrant from Honduras to Switzerland. As a biologist and environmental enthusiast, Monica likely has a unique perspective on the environment and sustainability in both Honduras and Switzerland. She may be able to speak to the similarities and differences in how these issues are approached in each country, as well as any challenges or opportunities she has encountered as a result of her migration. Additionally, as a mother of three children, Monica may be able to share insight into this experience of raising family in a new country and the challenges and joy that come with it. She may be able to speak to the way in which her children have adapted to their new environment and how she has supported them in the process. Keep listening. Other side.
Yes, that's true. There are different reasons why people migrate to other countries, and each experience can be unique depending on the circumstances. Economic migrants, for example, may leave their home country in search of better job opportunities and financial stability. Their experience may involve navigating the job market in a new country, overcoming language and cultural barriers, and adjusting to a new way of life. War migrants, on the other hand, may leave their home country due to conflict, persecution, or other threats to their safety and security. Their experience may involve leaving behind loved ones and familiar surroundings, and facing challenges such as refugee status, language barriers, and cultural adjustment, which we will talk about in some other time. Regardless of the reasons for migration, it's important to recognize and support the experiences of those who have made the difficult decision to leave their home country in search for a better life. By listening to their stories and perspectives, we can gain a better understanding of the challenges they face and the resilience they demonstrate in the face of adversity.
Monica, can you explain your challenges? How do you feel as a parent raising your children?
Well, challenges come in different ways. When you make a move to a new country, you will face different challenges. But the first one of them is the language. Language gives you the ability to express what you think or feel and what you need. So this ability you have to communicate yourself in a clear manner will be your first challenge. The second challenge is to learn to navigate the new environment, the schedules in which the places open, the food and fruit available per season, the new prices, the new money. You have to learn to open your heart to all this new information and stop comparing it to what you already know and miss. You will also have to learn the social and cultural norms of this new country. When it's right to smile, when it's right to say hello, how to say hello. Learn the tone of voice that you're allowed to use for different circumstances. All these nonverbal ways in which you also communicate, you must learn everything again. Of course, the weather is a great challenge, especially if you move to the cold. You have to learn how to navigate this whole new season that your body is physically not adapted to. But the hardest of all the challenges is to be accepted by this new community. At first, you're always amusing, and they are intrigued by what you are, not who you are. They find you, probably they have curiosity because of the shape of your body or the color of your skin or the waves of your hair. And you will feel constantly being observed. They also are comparing you to all the things they have heard from other lands, because they might not even know the country that you belong to, but they see you as a foreign, and for them, all of the things that are not them are foreign. So they will be comparing you to all this, a range of information of things they saw on TV shows or heard on the news. And they will make assumptions of who you are based on this information they have. So they will also be observing you to wait for these moments in which you fail, in which you fail to fit in, you fail to pronounce, you fail to do what was accepted or correct. You have to be patient and kind to slowly gain their trust and to be welcome in a community. Now, being a parent adds another challenge, because you have to stay true also to your values. So first of all, you must find a balance in between your partner to choose what values you want to base your home with. So the key word is always balance between both cultures. Kids should never feel like they need to choose or that they're being divided, that they are half something. Kids are one whole being, and they just have to accept they can be more colorful or have different flavors and different ways of expressing, as long as they continue to feel as one whole being. So Sharmila, can you share with us your experience?
Yes, for me it's very different. I came to a Swiss family because I married a Swiss when I came here, which made it much easier. However, I come from an extremely different culture. We are very inclusive society back in India, especially in the state I come from, Kerala, which is a peninsula. So weather and language were huge challenges for me. Additionally, I come from a very comfortable background in India. But the Swiss family and my Gemeinde, wonderful people from there, helped me to this integration process. And since I'm a mental health professional, so I was aware of my emotional insecurity and social acceptance. However, Switzerland is an immigrant country, so you can meet many people like yourself from other countries. I tried to make more Swiss friends, which helped me to understand them better, but I felt homesick many times, and I still do. Especially in the winter. That's when I use my yogic techniques to help me feel better. I came here in the Middle East, so it is not easy. It is a huge challenge. And I have seen many of my friends and colleagues also go through much more difficulty. So, according to you, what is the difference you feel when you see the children who has both parents from the same country?
Well, this I observed in the schools when I get to meet the parents of the classmates of my kids. Then there is always the children who have the parents that are Swiss and they are, or both parents are from the community. Then is families like my husband and I, which is one foreign parent and one Swiss parent. And so our children get the assimilation to the culture in the house as well, because they learn the language with their dad, they get to taste the flavors of the favorite dishes of their dad, they get to do Swiss cultural activities, and learn about songs, sports, books, and stories that belong to the culture. So they get this integration and assimilation already within the nucleus of our home. And then there is also the families in which both parents are foreign. And then this makes it a little bit difficult for the children to integrate easier to the community, because it's like every day they are moving out of one country into the other. So in the school, they need to function like the rest of the Swiss children. They need to speak the language here, which is German. Then they also need to be able to work in the system that the school is expecting them how to operate. They need to also speak in the recess, with other friends of this community in the same cultural and nonverbal communication with the other kids. But as soon as they go into their homes, they are like in a different country, like they have traveled the world and they get integrated into the life of their own homeland. Mm-hmm. And so they speak the mother tongue, they eat only the foods that come from their motherlands too. And then this makes it difficult, because then that the children are like living in two different worlds. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that makes it a bit more stressful for them to integrate, like they have to decide where do they belong to. Mm-hmm. So here is where the parents have to put a bigger effort to also learn and integrate some of what is the host country into their lifestyle as well, to help their children integrate better.
That's very interesting what you mentioned. I think people who are migrating from third world country, especially if they are brown or a Muslim, will face more challenges. That's my personal opinion. So it's important to ensure that you are in the right circle from the beginning. Finding apartment, acceptance in society are some of the problems that I have encountered. People often ask me where I am from, and when I tell them I am from India, they say things like this: "Oh, India, not Brazilian," because I look more like a Brazilian for them. then you are not cool enough. I can tell from their voice and that they are judging me based on my nationality. Nowadays, I make it as a joke and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a Brazilian." And the next question I usually get it, "India is a poor country, right? So you must be very happy in Switzerland." Then I have to correct them and provide information about India, such as the fact that it is many languages and there is so much things as in there is nothing called as in English language. Another question I get, English language, there's nothing called English language. We have many languages. So I also need to inform them about the economic situation of India. So it's like a cultural studies. So I have a point to share with the listeners who are coming to another country. Make sure that you are well informed about your own country and culture. You will be representing your country, and the information you share will be taken seriously. If you disrespect your background, it will come back to you.
Yeah, it's immediately you become an ambassador.
Yeah,
of your country.
Yeah,
immediately.
Yes. So that's why you need to get informed. And many don't know, and they just practice things and they cannot explain what it is. They may not be got into that detail. I mean, other foreign land, they will ask you questions. My friend Hari is a second generation Indian English from UK, and she doesn't feel that in India is a country of origin because she grew up and completed her schooling in the UK, and she speaks perfect British English. Still, people ask her, "Where are you from?" She says, "From UK." And then again, they ask one more question, "But originally, where are you from?" And then and then she says, "The UK." But they say, "But you're not white." Then she says, "Okay, you're asking about my ethnicity." So therefore, it's highly debatable, these topics. So it is important to respect both the countries. That's what my point. Country you come from and the country you are living, because they are like your both hands. Both countries have contributed to make you the person you are today.
Yeah, very well said. It is also important that you realize that some people have never seen different people in their life. And to make this step of migrating to a different country is also for them foreign.
Yes.
So the fact that you had the courage to change everything, you know, to adapt to a new place, is also for them something that they might be even afraid of.
Yes.
So a lot of the questions that they ask you are also stem on the fear of discovering something new. So instead of taking it personal, you can just take it with patience and kindness and just try to answer. And if you feel uncomfortable or attacked, you can also just avoid the conversation and just kindly leave.
Yes. So how do you feel about the parents, the second generation of this, when parents are not integrated enough, and how do this second generation cope up with? Because I have seen some of the experience where parents are insisting them to follow the culture way, what they believe, the moral values and other things. And it is not applicable here. It is different here. And the children are suffering between, and there are a lot of conflict because of that. And what do you think about that?
I think here, balance is the key. It is important to straight true to your identity and true to your values, because you don't need to get yourself washed out by the new culture in which you are trying to integrate yourself to. But you also cannot hold yourself stubbornly to what you were, because that was precisely the reason why you came to a new country.
Yes.
Looking for different doors to open, different opportunities, no?
Yes.
So here is where you have to be able to show your children what is your culture, and also give them the opportunity to choose what new things they want to bring into and adapt them with you into this new opportunity, new life that you have. So it is important to stay true to your values, always important, but not in a stubborn sense that then you do not allow your children to enjoy the opportunities that probably the new country offers them.
Very true. Well, very well said. The bottom line is, don't rely on solely on immigration agent advertisement. Their advertisement are everywhere. It looks very colorful. So don't depend on that when you're planning to immigrate. It is important to do enough preparation, study the host country's culture, language, education system, lifestyle, and food habits beforehand. If you are migrating because of love, make sure of your partner knows enough about your culture and the do's and don'ts. This will help them provide you with the information you need to integrate better. Otherwise, if you both don't understand each other anymore, the migrating partner may feel lost and homesick. So before making this huge decision, make sure your relationship is solid enough to go through this phase.
Sharmila, do you consider that the process of emigrating to a new country could be also an opportunity for spiritual growth?
Of course, because your spiritual energy is the one going to ground you. This entire journey, if we'll take you to the psychological perspective when we come to the spiritual area. What is happening here? Cultural difference. When moving to new culture, the customs, values and norms may be very different from what a person is used to. This can create a feeling of confusion and frustration or isolation. And number two, language barrier. If a person does not speak the language of the new country or city, it can be difficult to communicate with others and access basic services. This can create a sense of helplessness and dependence on others. Number three, lack of support. Moving to new place often means leaving behind friends, family, who provided emotional support. This can be particularly difficult if a person does not have a support system in their new location. Discrimination, the next one. Migrant may experience discrimination and prejudice due to their race and ethnicity or a cultural background. This can create a sense of alienation and exacerbate feeling of isolation. Then coming to employment, finding a work in a new country or city can be challenging, particularly if a person's qualification and experience are not recognized. This can create a financial stress, contribute to feeling of inadequacy, loss of identity. Moving to a new place can challenge a person's sense of identity and belonging. It can be difficult to adjust to a new culture and let go of the familiar ways of the life that define who they are, who they were, I can say. But the point is here, when you, the spiritual journey, you understand the kind of culture you're coming in, culture you're coming from. So when, if you understand the difference, in a spiritual level, it makes your journey much more easier, because then you do not see much negative part, because there are reasons every country has a pattern. And the reason why, maybe like example, I come from the oldest country, like if we have a lot of spiritual stuff and I come here, I see things differently. But then I will start looking into the, you know, ground why it is like this, what happened and what is the better part of, you know, they have the modern way, how they evolved and how they changed and how effectively they are able to function. So I see that changes and the kind of philosophy behind that and the thinking pattern behind that. That make me, my spiritual awareness of this particular process from this part to that part. And it make me, my information gathering process much easier, and it make me feel much more grounded because I got a possibility to understand this. So that's how I take this journey. And so many people did not. If I would have said that, I would never can make out this part of the world, how they're functioning. So I thought I got in this life, I got a chance to know. So that's how we keep evolving and correct our pattern and our sensories. We trained according to the new places. That's how the spiritual journey begin from. Then you understand and identify, keep learning. So these are just some of the reasons why migration can be extremely challenging because of these psychological reasons which I already mentioned. It is important to acknowledge and understand these challenges in order to provide support and resources to those who are going through these experiences. Coming to social health and mental health, another side now. From mental health, I already told, but I just concluding again. From mental health perspective, the experience of migration can be stressful and overwhelming. It can involve leaving behind familiar surroundings, friends, family, and adjusting to new way of life. This can lead to feeling anxiety, depression, and homesickness. Additionally, migrant may face discrimination, prejudice, or a social isolation which can exacerbate mental health issues. When I came here, an example, like a small thing, I need to learn, because like wearing clothes in a different season, which we didn't have. We have only two seasons where the Kerala, especially raining and then summer. So every season you need to be prepared, you need to change this kind of clothes, you need to, your houses has to be set accordingly. All these things have a lot of information you need to learn, you know, again. So things like that. So from social health perspective, migrant may face challenges in building a new support system and establishing a sense of belonging in the new community. And if you are old, if you are a little senior, it's very difficult. Younger people are much more easier. They may find it difficult to make friends and build relationships, particularly if there are languages or cultural barriers. This can lead to social isolation and feeling of loneliness, which can have a negative impact on a mental health. And there are, I have seen some other cases where people can speak language quite good, but and they understand things, but still they are very private and they're not flexible enough to accept and change and understand. They were also suffering. So it's not only language, your mentality, and you should work because you got the chance to come in a new place and you need to learn to accept it. That's a spiritual process one should, you know, evolve.
I think also you need to accept that you are alone in this new place. Not necessarily lonely, but that you are alone. And you have to start to look for the resources within you.
Yes.
And that's where the spiritual part also comes to hand. When you have this correct balance. Because you... until the moment that you have time to start making and building the community around you is years.
It's
not
time.
Months, yeah. It's years. So making peace with the fact that you're alone and looking support within your family nucleus, which is normally your husband or wife, this is the first thing you have to make peace with.
Yes, of course, because when you're coming to a new country, if you are not able to process this complete transition and you are not ready to accept this, then you are going to have an emotional mental problem. And here, anywhere, if you are in your own country, you are still, whenever you face a new challenges, you are always alone. And we believe we have a system, but then you need to learn to deal with yourself. System will support you. So these skills one can work on, then it's much easier. So this is the one of the work you need to do before you move into another country. You are going to, you know, start this journey alone. And that will help much, you know, much more better way. So for that, we need to learn the kind of lot of spiritual practices like a yoga, meditation. There are so many other techniques can help people to reach there. It is important for a migrant to take care of their mental health and social health during this migration process. This may involve seeking out support services that's also can do, such as a counseling or community group that can help with the transition. It may also involve taking steps to establish sense of belonging in the new community, such as joining social groups or volunteering by prioritizing mental health and social health. Migrant can improve their overall well-being and increase their chances of successfully adapting to the new home. Like you have nowadays, because of thanks to social media, you have a lot of Facebook group and Instagram group. And there are many places where you can find people like you. And you have a possibility to reach and interact. So this century is much more easier than, you know, before. So migration can be a challenging experience, and it is not uncommon for member of migrant community to experience mental health issues. So mental health is the big thing here. So you need to, your mental health is everything. If you lose your mind, you won't be able to succeed from this process. So you need to hold on that. Here are some tips that may be helpful for you individually in this community. Seek a professional help if you are experiencing mental health issue. Every, like a Switzerland kind of country, every gemeinde has a support system. There are lady support system. Many places you can go and talk to people and understand where help you can receive when you feel bad or you feel low continuously. It is important to seek help from mental health professionals. There are many organizations that offer counseling and support services for a migrant community, because we have very good integration process here. So this can help. Build a support system. It is important to have a support system of friends and family who understand what you are going through if you are in a new country. Try to make a connection with other members of your community or join a support group. Practice self-care, which is very, very important. Taking care of yourself is important for maintaining good health. This can include activities such as exercise, getting enough sleep, eating healthy diet, engaging in hobbies, activities that you enjoy, including yoga. I suggest yoga strongly because it will help you emotionally. Learn coping strategy. It is important to learn a healthy coping strategy to deal with the stress and anxiety. This can include techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, a mindful experience. Again, yoga comes here. Stay connected to your culture. It can be helpful to maintain connection to your culture and tradition. This can help you feel more grounded and connected to your roots, which can provide a sense of comfort and belonging.
And I think you can also say, don't be afraid to explore.
Yes.
Explore the new environment, explore the new flavors, explore the new sights that you can see, go into nature and try to connect yourself to this place. The safest word to say is no, and that's where we always try to stick in our little shell. But it is important to learn to say yes and to open your heart to this whole new experience and adventure. Now, Sharmila, on this note, can you explain, please, how migrating affects your karmic memory?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. See, our karmic memory, it is we have from our childhood experience, schooling and parents and a country. These are the places we learn things and we have created pattern in our brain. And we know, our sensories knows that. So these impressions always coming back, because when you, from joy or the festival or the happiness, all these things, you have a different pattern in your brain. And then when you come to a new country, it is completely different. Initially, it will excite you, and then you start getting kind of lost feeling, or if it's not accepting, people have been not accepting you and not respecting enough. And then you start feeling this missing, this gap. And there your brain always asking for you what made you happy. So this, you will, that when you are not able to give that joy, and then you start getting frustration. So what you need to do, it should be a process where we are into a new place. It's a common, like there is a spirituality coming. It's a law of nature. Even animals, if you come to the new group, they don't accept you immediately. They need time to learn, and you have to earn that rest, and then they will accept you. The same thing applicable in every country, whether developed or underdeveloped or whatever form. We are just a being on from this planet, you know. That's a human being and full of emotions. So you can see maybe different color and different race and different way, but then you can see the same quality. So when we understand and we take it everything as a learning process, so we will be able to reset our frame. That's why we say you need a 7 years in new country, because your entire cells are new in your body. Every memory is reset. 7 years, all the organs are new in your body. So that period of time, keep learning and you get start evolving. Because I have another problem now. When I go back to India, I could see there are so many things. I am not Indian enough and things, you know, see the differences and the things which I am not agreeing with them. So because of this yogic experience and this philosophical knowledge, I am able to see through that, and I'm start working on that. Because it's me, it's not the people. So I am seeing in a different angle. I'm seeing as in a Swiss eyes, I'm seeing through this. So I started working on that. So I understand that helped me to explore both sides of the culture in a better way, rather than judging. And I try to have that open vision. And it's for me, it's like I cannot choose. It's one is my mother's house and other is my father's house. You know, I cannot choose. So that's the mind I came with because of this experience. So karmic memory, that's how we correct it. So naturally we reset it. So coming to, I would like to tell the listeners, remember that everyone experiences it different. They all stories are different. So it's important to find what works for you, best for you. If you are struggling with your mental health, don't hesitate to seek professional help. Sometimes it is worth taking these challenges, but other times it is not. At the end of the day, you need to recognize that we have very limited time on this planet and realize what's important to you. Focus on and plan your life accordingly. Money and power won't bring happiness. So finding your life meaning and purpose is your responsibility. Take care of your mental, social, and physical health.
Remember, it's people who make the country, not the other way around. So choose your home wisely.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please follow us and share our episode so we can cover many other interesting topics.
Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. By doing so, you'll receive updates as soon as we release new episodes. Thank you. For joining us on the other side.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharmila.
Thank you for being kind.